Our next story of being in the wrong place at the wrong time is about a young scientist. This person was brilliant and ambitious and would go on to bring hope to a whole bunch of people who had been condemned to a life of suffering and isolation. But today our hero is barely remembered, maybe because she was a she and African American, and the year was 1916. Paul Wurmager first got wind of the story when he was working at a research library. He's retired now from the University of Hawaii.
It was a serendipitous thing. I was working at the Science and Technology Reference Desk, and somebody came and asked a simple question, do you know if there is a Chamugra tree growing on campus?
That tree, the Chamugra tree, was central to a discovery that now seems obscure, but at the time was a huge deal. And the person who made it was Alice Augusta Ball. Ball grew up in Seattle's Central District. Her grandfather was an early photographer, one of the few black experts at a technique called daguerreotype. Paul Wurmager imagines that awakened Alice's interest in chemistry.
I think as a child, can you imagine seeing a piece of paper being submerged into a liquid and then all of a sudden out of it comes a picture? I think it was very unique, and it made her very unique.
She would go on to study pharmacy at the University of Washington and showed huge promise.
She actually got two articles co-published before she even got her master's degree in the most prestigious chemistry journal in the world. So that struck me as, wow, this person is pretty amazing.
Alice Ball headed to what was then called the College of Hawaii for graduate school, destined to encounter that Chamugra tree. The thing that brought tree and chemist together was leprosy.
It was considered a death sentence. Not only that, but then you were taken away from your family. And in Hawaiian and Polynesian and Asian, family is the most important thing. Once you lose that, you're kind of, well, you're dead in some ways.
It, of course, is biblical in its conception.
That's James Harnish of Harborview Medical Center in Seattle.
The stigma with the almost terrifying skin and facial disformities. So all of that tends to make somebody with leprosy an outcast.
Harnish runs Harborview's Hansen's Disease Clinic. Hansen's disease is another name for leprosy, which Harnish has been treating for a half a century. He says that for most of history, people with this disease were simply isolated and left to die.
There was no treatment at that point in time at all, so it was a matter of just offering care while you're watching the disease progress to destroy the face, destroy the hands, the arms. It was a very sad situation.
There was one folk remedy for leprosy, though it wasn't super effective, oil extracted from the seeds of a tropical Asian tree called Chamugra. But using Chamugra oil had drawbacks.
People were applying it both to the lesions as a salve as well as injecting it in an oil-based preparation. The injections were extraordinarily painful, but it was observed that people who used Chamugra oil actually showed some benefit.
So the challenge was this, to come up with an extract of the oil's active ingredients that could be mixed in water and injected without pain. A local surgeon in Hawaii took up the problem, and he contacted Alice Ball for help. It's hard to understate how daunting that assignment was. Alice Ball was just 24 years old and fresh out of undergrad, for one thing. And of course, this was 1916. There were no modern centrifuges or gas chromatography. But there was a brand new, still obscure method being developed in Europe, and Alice Ball found out about it.
People were struggling just with, what do you do with this oil that if you let it set, it just hardens into like lard. But using alcohol, you make it into what's called an ethyl ester. Then it becomes water soluble. And that was the breakthrough that she made.
It was the first practical injectable extract of Chamugra oil. And for the first time in human history, there was a dependable, effective treatment for this feared and ancient disease.
The people who did finally get the injections did show remarkable improvements. I found photographs, and they're just startling. The person looks like really a different person.
Now, Chamugra oil was not a cure. That would come later with new drugs in the 1940s. But James Harnish says it gave a group of doomed people hope for the first time.
You have to understand, she was doing this before women had a right to vote. This is amazing. And again, she was an African-American woman. Phenomenal that she could get this far.
So where is Alice Ball in the firmament of pioneering scientists? Where's the statue and the biopic and the endowed chair of chemistry or whatever? Well, that would have been a great question to ask Arthur Dean. He was president of the College of Hawaii, and he took up Alice Ball's work. The thing is, people assumed it was Dean, the white man, who had the breakthrough. And he accepted the credit that should have gone to the black female prodigy.
So then his name became attached to this breakthrough with Shimogura, and people forgot about Alice.
And it gets worse. This should have been just the opening to a brilliant scientific career for Alice Ball. Instead, just months later, at age 24, she had an accident in the classroom.
Well, according to the newspaper, recounts two of them say that she was demonstrating some experiment in class and got poisoned by chlorine gas.
Alice Ball died before she could watch her research transform so many lives and without getting proper credit. It wasn't until the last couple of decades that her name has resurfaced, thanks partly to Paul Wurmacher of the University of Hawaii. He nudged the university to honor Ball, and he personally established a scholarship in her name. These days, he's retired, but still working busily to write Alice Ball's biography.
I never, ever had a sister when I grew up, and I always kind of wanted a sister. So I have kind of adopted her as my sister. And I only want the very best for her because she was so ignored, which is, you know, that's a wrong.
For its part, the University of Washington has not memorialized this extraordinary alumna, besides one UW employee planning her own gift in Alice's name to fund women of color junior faculty. But in the summer of 2019, Alice Ball did get a measure of recognition in Seattle.
At the age of 23, she discovered what is now known as the Ball Method after isolating the ethyl esters.
This is third grader Jessie Balnick. According to her mom, Jamie Clausen, Jessie learned about Alice Ball in a book called Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls 2. She created this video and launched a campaign to convince the Seattle Parks Department to name a small park after Alice Ball.
There is a new park opening up next to the Greenwood Library. It's a park where kids and their families can come to read and learn from the books they check out. We think it would be wonderful if that park could be named after Alice Ball so kids could remember that learning can change lives and that learning can look like all of us.
The push succeeded. Alice Augusta Ball is now the namesake of a park in the city she was born in. It's taken 100 years, but this pioneering black woman chemist is finally taking her place in the history of science and in bedtime stories for rebel girls everywhere.